Blog Talk Radio.
We come to give him glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to thank you for blessing us this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We are here to give God the praise and the honor that is due his name, and I am so excited for the guest that we have on today. She is a phenomenal woman in God and another divine connection. So I'm just praising God. Honey, are you there?
Good morning. I'm here. I'm just happy to be here. Like you, I'm just praising God for his goodness, for this is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing, and I am glad in it, and I'm magnifying the Lord with you as we exalt his name together, because he is just a good God, an awesome God, and I'm just looking so forward to hear what God has done in the life of our guests and all the lives of those who would call in and give their testimonies. And I'm so excited about what he's doing in my life, because every day his mercies are new. Every morning when I wake up, I just feel them and I walk in them and I just thank God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We are just so blessed, babe, to be able to host this broadcast. I'm just thanking God that, you know, that he not necessarily saw something in us to do this, but saw that we were willing vessels to be used by him to get his praise out. I was speaking with one of our soon-coming guests on last night, and I was, you know, telling her we have a lot of broadcasts, or we have a lot of calls that people call in and they have prayer, and we do pray, and we have calls where people are preaching, and as a matter of fact, we are under the umbrella of Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, and she's on this same number every day, every single day except for Saturdays, the only days that she takes a break from the broadcast. But she's here, and she has preachers and prophets and apostles that are edifying the people of God. But I said, but what is the result of the preaching? What is God doing in his people's lives? And it wasn't my idea, but God gave me this idea, and Evangelist Bernard was so gracious to allow us to be able to host this broadcast They Overcame. So we just are blessed and thanking God every day for his goodness and mercy to us. And before we go any further, babe, you want to open us up with prayer?
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we just come to you today to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for peace. Thank you for life, because we know that you came, you sent your son, that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. We just thank you, Lord God, for this abundant life that you blessed us with, especially those of us who have received you, hallelujah, that have been born in you, that are your children. Oh, God, we just thank you for the day. We thank you for every blessing, hallelujah, every blessing that we experience and know, even the blessings that we don't see, because we know that, Lord God, you watch over us and you keep us. You keep us from dangers and harm, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. We thank you that you have warring angels out there protecting us, encamped round about us. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are faithful even when we are not faithful, that you love us, hallelujah, even at a time that we were unlovable. But, Lord God, you are just so good and so merciful, so kind. Hallelujah. We thank you for just this day, this time, and we just look to give you the glory. We just look to give you the praise. We look for men and women everywhere across this world, across this nation, to hear of your goodness and to know that there is hope in you. Lord God, we pray for the salvation of your people. We pray, Lord God, for the healing of those who stand in need of healing. Those that need deliverance, we pray their deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Lift up bowed down heads. Oh, bring about a change for those who need a renewing in the name of Jesus. Heal marriages, heal bodies, heal minds. Hallelujah. And God, we just pray that you heal even emotions, that men and women, boys and girls everywhere will know that you are the answer, that you are their hope, and that they need not be discouraged, but to hope in the Lord, hallelujah, and walk in the light of the love that you have planted in front of us, Lord God, that our steps will be ordered by you. In the name of Jesus, anoint this broadcast today to do the work that you have ordained for it to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we just want to let everyone know, let our listeners know that Evangelist Bernard is hosting a citywide crusade in New Orleans, Louisiana, the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th of September, which is next week, actually. She is recently moved back home to New Orleans, and the Lord placed in her heart to, on top of doing this broadcast every day, to gather the people of God and do a crusade. And so we're soliciting your prayers. And if you're able to listen to her broadcast, she comes on every day at this same number, 858-683-1334, at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. So if you get a chance, tune in to her broadcast. You will be blessed. You will be uplifted, and you will hear what thus saith the Lord. Well, without further ado, we are going to open up the line of our special guest today. She is an awesome woman. I know that she is. I don't know her personally, but just in talking to her over the phone, the few times that we've talked, I've come to in my spirit feel that she's an awesome woman of God. So are you there, Sister Regina?
Renita, yes, I'm here.
Renita. I said Renita, Renita. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I am doing good. We're just thanking the Lord for you coming on this morning and sharing your testimony with the world. And I say the world because we Blog Talk Radio is heard around the world. And we had one Saturday a caller from the UK. So that's a testimony to us being heard around the world. So
Amen.
We're just thanking God for, you know, you coming on and giving your testimony for us this morning. And I see we have several callers on, so we people want to hear what you have to say and give God the glory.
God.
You know, amen. So now, tell us I've been talking, so you haven't heard us talk, but you can tell we're in North Carolina, and she is in North Carolina too, which is a blessing for me. But when you listen to her, you can hear that she comes from further east, a little further east, northeast from where we are now. And we have a lot of New Yorkers and Philadelphians and that have migrated here to North Carolina, and Renita is one of them.
Yes, I am.
Amen. She hasn't been here as long as we've been here. How long did you say that you have been here?
I've been here, I think, about 13, maybe 14 years. I came down when my children were little. They came and they didn't want to leave. So me being a mother, I had to rearrange my life for them.
Amen. Well, you've been down here longer than we have. I thought that you hadn't been here that long, but amen, amen. It is a nice, peaceful place for you to raise children, and I thank the Lord. I fought tooth and nail coming here. I did not want to come to North Carolina. Did not know anything about North Carolina. I was like, my husband's job transferred him here, and I was like, well, can you just, how far of a drive is it? Can you just, come home on the weekend?
Okay.
But we had a little of our testimony. We had migrated to the south from Chicago, and he left. Before we did, he left in February, and we didn't come. He, myself, and the sons did not come until after school was out in June, and and so he was like, definitely not. No, we're all going together to North Carolina. So here I am. And we finished raising our sons here, and you know, everybody is doing good, and yeah, so we just thank the Lord for his blessings and his direction. Even when we, even when we don't see it ourselves, that God is always directing us and guiding us. So, amen. So now tell us a little bit before you get into your testimony. I say all the time that our life is really our testimony from the time that we can remember, is a testimony to God, because there are a lot of people that did not make it to the age that we are today.
Amen. I have quite a few friends that didn't. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so our whole life is a testimony. But before you start with your testimony, just tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and then, then you can get into your testimony. But just how many children do you have? And
my name is Renita K. Pinkney. I'm from New York. I have 3 sons. I love my babies. I have a grandson. I'm now living in Vanceboro, North Carolina. I work at the hospital. I'm a unit secretary at the hospital, Carolina East. And I'm fulfilling the destiny that God has for my life. It has taken me a while to get here because I was dragging my feet. I'm not going to lie. Because when I was on the other side, I was okay with, I was very outspoken and different things like that. But now in God, I seem to be a little shy about doing that, So I was dragging my feet because I'm like, I'm not going to get up there and tell nobody nothing. So the Lord has finally arrested me. And I am under arrest. I am a prisoner for the Lord.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel when I was so excited when I presented this to Evangelist Bernard. And then when the time was getting closer, I was like, oh, Lord, what have I done?
That's what I've been saying all week, too.
But when you're talking about what God has done for you, it just kind of takes the fear away from you, and our broadcast is so casual. It's so casual, right, babe? I catch him off guard all the time. You there, honey?
Yes.
He has us on mute, and we're in different rooms, and so I always catch them off guard. I was saying, babe, I know that you heard me, that our broadcast is so trying to put Renita at ease about her coming on. And we did want to share, you know, that starting second Saturday of each month, Regina will be hosting.
Renita, it's okay. Nobody really calls me Renita. Just family.
Did I say Renita again? I'm thinking about a girlfriend named Anita. Renita is going to be hosting They Overcame, and she's going to call her segment
Morning Glory Talk with Renita.
So, amen. The Lord is increasing the ministry.
Amen.
So we're excited about that, excited about, you know, you bringing on your guests to give God the glory and the testimony. And we just, you know, are happy about that. So go on. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I become so talkative when I'm on this broadcast, but
no, you're fine. Good morning, everybody. My name is Renita, and I'm here this morning to share some of my testimony with you. As a woman, I've always thought I've been through too much, and I had too much of a hard life. And it's not. I'm very educated. I could be anything I wanted to be, but it just seemed like I always had like bricks piled upon me where I never had the unction to go further in life. So I'm going to share some of my testimony with you. Prayfully, some of these things I've been through, and the Lord teaching me how to come out of them can also help some of you guys come out of some of the situations you're in. We're going to start at the beginning. My parents, Robbie, Christian, was watching the ball for. I'm a New Year's baby. It was New Year's Eve. They was watching the ball for Jamaica, Queens, New York, two houses away from James Brown. And my mother started having labor pains after the ball fell. So my father, it was a snowstorm. He had to run around outside, find a cab to get my mother to the hospital. I was born in Jamaica's Queens General Hospital, which is up a hill. All of my New York people in Queens, y'all know what I'm talking about. The cab couldn't make it up the hill because of the snow, so my father had to walk my mother to the hospital. When my mother got to the hospital, all the nurses and doctors was drunk. She in labor. Everybody in the hospital drunk. My mother's in labor. They laid my mother on a gurney in the hallway. I'm born in the hallway, 5 a.m., Sunday morning. Her water breaks in my face and I drown. Praise God. God brought me back from that. Growing up, I was my mother's fourth child, a little rambunctious, very outspoken, always a determined child. And some of the things about me, I don't know if my mother didn't understand it or my mother couldn't handle it, because me and my mother had a very volatile relationship for a majority of my life. Like, if I do something, you know, I always got in trouble. It was never where she would sit down and talk to me. Okay, let me give some examples. Like, I'm 2 weeks old, and my mother told me that she spanked me. I'm like, why did you spank me at 2 weeks old? Because you wouldn't stop crying. I spanked you and I slammed you in your crib. That opens the door for different things to come into your life. You know, and I always got spanked for every little thing I did. I always got chastised. I always got talked down to. I was told for a majority of my life that I was ugly. I hate you. You're just like your father. You look just like your father. And, I mean, those things that was embedded in me made me an evil, and I'm not even going to lie, angry black woman. And with all that stuff being embedded in me, all I ever did for a majority of my life, I fought. I didn't know how to work out problems. I didn't know how to let's sit down and talk about this. I didn't know how to let's come together and rationalize everything that ever came my way that was confrontational. I don't care what it was. I hit you. And that's how I dealt with a lot of my problems in life. Growing up, I was always a straight-A student in school. Everybody who was online who went to school with me, y'all know that. I was a straight-A student in school. My schoolwork was not my problem. It was my upbringing that was my problem. My parents separated when I was three. My father, my mother, being from the South, not really knowing a lot, you know, my father was a heroin addict. He was in the Korean War, and he came home addicted to heroin. So my father was a heroin addict, and there were some things going on in the home, physical altercation and different things like that, and my mother didn't understand why, but when she found out, she left my dad, and she told my dad that if he don't get his life together, he'll never see me again. So when I was 3 years old, my father signed himself in the Kings County Hospital, and until the day he died, and I was 28 when he died, he was clean for 25 years. So, and there's a lot of things in my life. I was abused mentally, physically. When I got into the churches, I was abused spiritually. I was just abused. I've been homeless. My children have been taken from me. Like, when I was in the city, I've had all three of my children, and I was working at night, overnight in a bar. And my children's father, my first husband, I would ask him to come and take care of the kids so they wouldn't be home at night. Well, during all that, he called CPS and got my children taken from me. Told them I was on drugs, and I was on drugs then. He told them I was on drugs, got my kids taken from me, and I couldn't see my children for a whole year. Things like that that happen in your life really, really transform you and mess you up. Not only am I a drug addict and an alcoholic, now my kids are taken from me. The only thing that I have that I love, you know, are taken from me, and it really messes you up in life. But I'm going to stop. I sometimes jump all over the place. Let me go back some years. All right, growing up in a home with my mom was raised by an aunt of mine, and
well, I think we lost our guest. Did you hear her, babe?
No.
Just momentarily we lost her. But to be able to come back after all of that is such a inspiration to us. She'll be back momentarily, but until she comes back, I'm going to open up the lines. I'm sure this is someone that she has invited on, and your area code is 832, and your last four digits, 8726. Are you there, caller?
Yes, amen, hallelujah. This is Minister Cresha from Garfield Church National with Pastor Miracle. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. And let me have your name again.
Sister Minister Cresha. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. Our guest, I guess her phone dropped, so we're going to be getting back to, but do you know her? Do you know Renita?
Amen. She's a part of our ministry, God House Church International, a church without walls. We have prayer call 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. and on Blog Talk Radio from 5 to 7, which all backs up September 1st. Amen. With Pastor Miracle, and I help intercede. I'm a intercessor and / minister, and I assist Pastor Miracle. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling in, and I'm sure she'll be dialing back in momentarily. But thank you for calling in. Don't hang up. She'll be back. God bless you. And the next caller that we're going to go to, your area code is 832, and your last four digits, 5678. Are you there, caller?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Pastor Miracle, I'm just really enjoying the broadcast so far. And we just definitely want to support Renita. We love her. And I'm excited about God confirming his word in her life. And, you know, that mouth being open and her beginning to use, to just step into her calling to be a blessing to others. You know, and so I'm excited about that. And I'm being blessed this morning on the broadcast.
Amen. I try to. I just heard, I guess, one of your parishioners that said that your prayer call was on Live Talk Radio, and I tried to call in one morning, and it never came on, and so she said that it would start up again September the 1st.
That's right. We transitioned from a conference call to Blog Talk, and what we noticed, we had some technical difficulties, so we just took a few days to get those things ironed out, and so we definitely start back up on September the 1st. 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time every day. And you want me to go ahead and give the number out now? Or
please. Yes.
Okay. It's Minister Cresha, would you like to give that number out? 347.
Wait. I didn't have her on. Okay. There you go. you're back on.
Yes. Blog Talk Radio, which start back up September 1st, the number is 347, amen, 637-3802. Again, the number is 347-637-3802, and that's September 1st, 5 a.m. sharp, amen.
Amen. And so, yeah, we'll definitely be back and with a whole other level of power. God is just taking us higher. He's calling the precious people of God higher. You know, we are to be in an elevated place in God. Things in the world are getting worse, and things all around us. And so we have to definitely come up higher in God, and we have to do what it takes to stay in our elevation. You know,
yes.
In God.
And prayer is that.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes. Amen. Well, I don't know. She's not back yet. And just like the devil, but we plead the blood. Pastor, would you pray for the broadcast that she will be able to get back on?
Amen. And Cresha, if you will just go ahead and call her and see what's going on. Give us a report. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. Thank you so much, Lord God, for Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We thank you for New Destiny Ministries. Thank you for our hosts today that are on the line, Lord. We just love you so much. We thank you for every caller that has called in today, Lord God. And we just rebuke, Lord God, every distraction, every hindrance, Lord God. Even the hindering spirit, we rebuke that, and we declare, Lord God, that your word from Renita today, it goes forth unhindered and unchecked in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Whatever's going on with her phone, Lord God, strengthen her to be able to call back in and to finish that which you started, Lord God. You who begun a good work in her, you're faithful to complete it. Hallelujah. And we just declare that anointing on her to be able to finish, Lord God, this ministry assignment in excellence for your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for every person that has called in today, Lord God, that as the testimony is going forth, Lord, that their lives, that their hearts are being pricked towards change, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a keeper. Thank you for being so faithful. And we thank you today, Lord God, for where you brought Renita from. We thank you for her story. And thank you for the liberty to be able to share that story, Lord God. Thank you for causing her to come to a place, Lord God, where she's able to focus now on being a blessing to others. Thank you for releasing her from every
distraction, Lord God, every hindrance, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you that your word says that the first fruit be holy, then the whole lump is holy. So we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity in her ministry, in her life. And
yes,
we declare, Lord God, that it is holy. It is blessed unto you, Lord God. And we thank, we lift it up, and we thank you, Lord God, that many more opportunities shall be open unto her, many more doors, many more platforms. Hallelujah. She shall be poured out, Lord God, in order to be a blessing to others, Lord God, and not just her. We're interceding for everybody that is on this call right now, everybody on the broadcast, every person that's called in, every person that's listening, in Jesus' name. May fruit come forth, Lord God, from their very experiences, Lord God. Hallelujah. Every obstacle, hallelujah, may it become, Lord God, that which will be a catalyst, Lord God, to bring change into the lives of others, that you move in our perspective and you cause us to see what you were doing all along, for you are faithful, oh God. Thank you for the anointing this morning that destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. Every yoke of bondage destroyed, every burden removed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare the light of your love, the light of your favor. Fill your precious people this morning with joy, Lord God, unspeakable and full of glory. We could commit, Lord God, to serve you with our whole heart. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. We worship, we worship, we worship. We bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
There's nobody like you. And, Lord God, we just take this moment together to intercede now, Lord, concerning the citywide crusade with Evangelist Bernard this week. We declare the anointing, Lord God, that destroys the yoke. We thank you that New Orleans has been given over to you, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Just let me know when Renita's back on the line.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for every speaker, Lord God. Hallelujah. Every person. We thank you that you're drawing souls, Lord God. Hallelujah. Into the kingdom through this citywide crusade, this revival, Lord God. And we love you, Lord God. We worship you and we bless you. Continue to allow your anointing to flow even on this morning, Lord God, even on this broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, she hasn't called back in, so I'm sure it's
going
on with the phone.
And I called. Amen. This minister, Cresha, I call her twice, but she's not answering. I'm going to call her one more time.
Well, Minister Cresha, maybe you should stay on because we have many testimonies on the line.
Yes, we do. So we can open up the line. And I just want to make this statement. If you do not want to say anything, when I open up your line, you don't have to say anything, but don't hang up because you don't know what God is going to do on this
That's
line.
Right.
And we know this is going to be a powerful Saturday morning because already the enemy is fighting. And you know he does not attack anything that's not worthy. Hallelujah. So we must have some powerful, powerful testimonies on this line this morning. So, Sister Lucretia, do you have a testimony for us?
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, my testimony is, amen, that since I was 17 years old, because I started my monthly late, I started when I was 15, and I had my first kid at 17. So ever since I was 17 years old, I've been having an issue of blood, too much blood flow with my monthly, my menstruation. That caused me to be anemic. I've been anemic ever since I was like 16 years old. Amen. And I got to the point, which was 9 years ago, where I had to have surgery because I had fibroid tumors, and it caused me to be real anemic. So I had to have surgery. It's called fibroid uterine embolization. Okay. Well, my blood issue was 20 years. 20 years of blood issue, the issue of blood. And in the Bible, the woman had 12 years, but the longer you have it, the more you accept it. And I got to a point where I accepted this. Amen. And it was my normal part of life. I would even not go to work or go to school maybe the first day or two when it's so heavy. And I would have it 10 days, beginning of the month and sometimes 10 days at the end. So while I hemorrhage four times I hemorrhage. Amen. Well, in June I hemorrhage, and I'm 38 years old. They had me scheduled to have a hysterectomy, which is for September to the 19th, a partial hysterectomy. Amen. And I'm married, have three kids. They pretty much grown, except my 12. But anyway, to make a long story short, God spoke to my spirit. He even spoke through Pastor Miracle. I had like three people gave me a word besides God speaking to me. And Pastor Miracle said, Cresha, God said he going to heal your body. God said he going to heal your body. I said, I receive it. I receive
Hallelujah.
It. And my daddy said, Cresha, God said he's going to heal your body. I don't know how he going to do it, but he going to heal your body. So don't get stuck in on this surgery. Then I had my aunt, which is Evangelist Hattie Dillon in Dallas. She said, Cresha, don't get, God should have had a hysterectomy. She said, because God going to heal your body. And I said, well, I receive what you're saying, but whether I have to have the surgery or not, I give glory to God. Because even if I had to have the surgery, I say I'm still going to give God the glory. Amen. Because he used the doctor, and he can use the doctor
amen.
To heal me. Well,
yes.
Amen. Well, let me tell you what my God did. Amen.
Amen.
I am the I am. My monthly, I was given Prevera pills, which is birth control, to start taking the day of my monthly, 10 days to take it to lighten the flow. Well, I was, I never forget to get my medicine filled, but I forgot to get it filled. Amen. And the first day it came down, it was the weekend, and I believe it was a Saturday, and then Sunday, I couldn't get it filled. So I couldn't get it filled to the third day. So I went to get it filled, and they couldn't have it until the fourth day. Well, the fourth day when I went to pick it up, the monthly had already stopped. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God say, I heal you and I made you whole. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God healed me from the issue of blood, not by surgery, but he touched my body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And they tested me for cancer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, but hallelujah, I didn't have any cancer cells. Hallelujah. They even looked for fibroid tumors. They couldn't find any.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God said, order to my body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Satan even trying to mess with my mind, because the mind all the time don't like to be in alignment with the spirit. And Satan say, well, it's going to come back next month. You still got next month. Amen. And I said, you have to encourage yourself. I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, I am healed. Jesus said I was healed, so I am healed in the mighty name of Jesus. It will not come back. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am healed and I am made whole from the issue of blood. Amen. And it's going to still be gone from this day forward. Amen. So next month, it's still gone. It's still, hallelujah, the issue have checked because God have corrected. Amen. Amen. And on the 19th, before the 19th, I'm canceling that surgery. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't tell me God is not healing. He's still in the healing business. I don't care what sicknesses are on this land, what people are suffering from. If you just trust God and believe him, he can do the work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's an awesome testimony, sisters.
Amen.
God is,
amen.
He is
still healing. I don't care. We've had testimonies where people have been healed, and we see people that are sick, and they just cannot grasp that God can heal them. But He's still in the healing business. He's still in the healing business, and we praise God for your testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Well, I see my sister is not back on yet, and we are going to go. Well, Pastor Miracle, do you have a testimony for us?
Well, I have. You know, I have so many. I am a testimony. You know, glory to God. You know, my life is a testimony. My name is a testimony.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just start right there. You know, my name is Miracle. And so even when my mother, when she conceived me, she was, you know, she was basically almost 50, and she had already had 13 births. You know, I'm from a pretty big family, and so she, you know, she had already had all these pregnancies, and I think she even had a couple, you know, miscarriages and one stillborn, but she, my mother never took birth control. And not only did she never take birth control, but she, you know, she was a sanctified woman of God. She never wore pants, never makeup, no, you know, not even a perm, you know, no nail polish. You know, she just lived a very hollowed out life for the Lord, and she said that her purpose was to yield her body to the Lord. Amen. And so, you know, she yielded her body to the Lord, and I'm so excited that Renita is back on the line. And, you know, we are so excited for Renita. We are, you know, we're here to celebrate her. And, you know, my testimony is wonderful. I'd like to come back on toward the end, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Because our sister is back on, and we definitely want to celebrate her today and support her and hear from her. Amen. And so if y'all will just allow me to kind of come back on a little later during the comments, then I'll just continue to share that testimony with you.
Amen, amen. I don't see her. She texted me and said
she may have called
in
from another number, but, you know, she did text me that she's on.
Okay, let me see.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. No weapon that is formed today is going to prosper.
No weapon.
You know, the anointing of God is already moving on this broadcast this morning. Somebody's being healed today. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
somebody is receiving. Their faith is being built up because of the testimonies that go across this broadcast. And that's why we're here, so that God can get the glory and so that his people can know, because we're faced with so many things that his people will know that, yes, God is still doing it. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still raising the dead. He's still doing it. He's still doing it. Okay, here she is. Amen. Are you there?
Praise the Lord.
Sister,
I was just I was steady talking. I didn't even know I wasn't even online. My phone kept beeping and buzzing. I'm like, what in the world? I looked up and Minister Creek was like, you need to call back in. What?
Amen.
Amen. I heard y'all. I heard Pastor Miracle. I heard you praying. Thank God for the covering. Thank God. But, yeah, there's some things that probably I said that the devil didn't want nobody to hear, because I called back in about 4 times.
Wow.
And I picked up. And 2 times it knocked me off the line.
Yeah, well, we were just saying that it's powerful and the devil doesn't want us to get across, but he's a liar. He was a liar from the very beginning. And he's still a liar because God is glorified on this line. So continue, my sister.
Where did I leave off at? I don't know okay, I'm going to... Okay. I was talking about my when I realized I was not on the phone anymore. I was talking about a child of mine that I got pregnant with when I was 25, and I didn't want to have any more children. And this particular child, I went to have an abortion, and my children already know I didn't want to have. I never wanted to have children. I didn't want no children. I was selfish. I was angry, and because of how I was raised, I didn't think I could be. I would be a good mother. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I just didn't want to put no other children through what I went through, not knowing that God was in my life all the time. And you know what? I didn't raise my children how I was raised. Praise God. I didn't tell my children a lot of things I was told. Praise God. And I went to have an abortion. I'm laying on the abortion table, and they got me hooked up to the machine. And I'm like, the doctor practitioner is ready to push the button to perform the abortion. The doctor runs in. Wait, we got to do another sonogram of her. What? So they do another sonogram on me, and they tell me I'm having twins. The state of New York back in the early 90s did not abort twins. So I get up. I have to get up and get dressed. I take the sonogram. I go home. I tell my then-husband and my mother we have twins. When I get to my fifth month, I find out that it was only one child in there. I give birth to this child. This child, by the time he was 1 year old, people would come to my house, knock on my door, and ask me, can they take him to church? I'm a drug addict and alcoholic. They come into my house. You want my son? No. And it was a little chaotic at times. But by the time this child was three, he could read the Bible. He couldn't read books, but he could read the Bible. And he could tell you the story about how Jesus washed the disciples' feet and different things like that, because he would tell them to me and his brothers. I would listen to him when he would tell me. He would tell me all the time that he talked to God. Well, praise God for that child that I did not abort, because his mother is saved today. He prayed for me, but I got saved when he was 10. And I thank God I got delivered off of them drugs, off of that alcohol, and I thank God for that. Because my life is totally different. I used to go to church sometime, and I would listen to people say, thank God I woke up in my right mind. Me? On that side over there, what do you mean in your right mind? I never understood that, but I understand it now. Your right mind, you're not addicted to nothing. You're not an addict. You know what I mean? In your right mind, in a kingdom set mind, and a mind about Christ. You know, I understand what that means today. I've been through a lot in life. I was a fighter. I used to fight every day. I used to jump on folks. I did. I was angry. I was, I'm not going to say I was bitter. And I don't even know if I was, well, yeah, I was angry. I was bad at the world. You know, I perceive the world. When you come from a lot of abuse, you perceive the world differently than someone who doesn't. So I perceive the world very negatively. You know, everybody was out to get me. Everybody was against me. And I had to fight. I don't care who you was. I had to fight to make it and stay. You know what I mean? But during all that, God kept me. He kept me sane. He kept me here. And I just look back over my life, and I tell you guys, and a lot of people on the line who know me, who've grown up with me, to tell you I was in a situation I should have been either doing life, literally dead in my grave. I remember I used to smoke crack and be in Jamaica in the city and going to different, you know, I'm going ahead and tell you I didn't deal with the lay people. I dealt with the top people. So they would get stuff and they would let me come over and try and do the stuff like that. And I was at this one person's house and I was getting high. I said, Lord, I need me a beer. I didn't say, Lord, I'm lying. I said, I need a beer. So I said, let me go across the street and to the store and get me a beer.
So when I left the house and went across the street to the store, the police ran right in. That happened to me about 12 or 13 times. They thought that I was police because every time I left, the house would get busted, and all them people are still in jail. That is God. Even in my foolishness, even me getting high, out there ignorant, caught up in all kind of addictions, the Lord still allowed me not to do life in prison. I was in a car accident. My head went through the windshield. They told my mother, by the time I'm 40 years old, that she's going to have to put me into a nursing home because she's not going to, I'm going to need 24 hour around the clock. Yes. That's how traumatic the head injury was that I had. The devil was a liar because I'm 47, about to be 48, and I don't need no round the clock care. I have it. I have God. I have God. I have God. I've been through my children being taken. I've been through being beat. I don't know if y'all heard my testimony when I said that God put the gun to my head. And did y'all hear that part?
No, we didn't hear that.
Okay. All right. I was living in the city, and this guy I knew came to my house one evening, and he had some of his friends with him. So I told him to come on in, and I'm like, yeah, what's up? You know, because I thought he was a friend, you know. How do you doing? What's going on? So he pulled out a gun. He put it to my head. He said, you're going to have sex and give oral sex to me and all my friends. It was three other guys. We were in, like, my dining room area, and they were sitting in the living room. I'm like, wait a minute, wait. I said, look, my kids are in the room. Let me just go say something to my kids real fast. So I went in the room, and I said to my sons, I said, Jeremy, look, because I really believed that night I was going to die because they really would have had to kill me to get me to do all that. And I'm not even going to lie to y'all because I was not going to do that. I went in the room. I said, Jeremy, to my oldest son, get your brothers. I said, hide up under the bed, baby. I said, I don't care what you hear. Do not come out this room. I don't care what you hear. Do not let you and your brother, because now my next concern is my three sons are in there. What's going to happen to my children? So I talked and I talked and I messed around and I talked my way out my front door. Mind you, I live in the city. As soon as I hit my front door, the streets are crowded. I took off, ran around the corner, called the police. When I went out the door, he came out the door behind me, but he couldn't do nothing because too many people were outside. That's when I look back over my life, that had to be God. Because there ain't no way in the world I could talk my way out. Well, I probably could. Talk my way out of a situation like that. And I talked my way out of it. You know, and I look back over my life, I've been in situations that if it wasn't for God, they probably would have never found my body today. I've been in situations, and as a woman, I've always questioned that from a young girl. Why do women have to go through so much in life? What's going on? And when I got saved, I asked God, and God said some people have to be crucified in order for other people to live. So as I live my life now, you know, I help, and I can reach and talk to women and men in a variety of situations they've been in, because not only do I know what they've been through, I have empathy about it, and I can relate to what they're going through, you know, and to have survived, and a lot of my friends are not here, you know, God is just, he's miraculous. He's miraculous. I was a drug addict from the age of 24, perhaps, 3, somewhere up in there, to the age of 34. I got delivered October 7th. I went to church, and this lady, her son and my son was friends, and she would always come by and ask me would I go to church with her. No, I ain't going to church with you. I don't want to go to church. And I was still in my worldly ways, so, you know, some other words came out my mouth. And so this one particular weekend, I had been getting high all weekend. I had been drinking. And here she comes. I said, let me go with this lady's church and this woman to leave me alone. I went with her to church. I was dating this guy. He went with us. And we got to church, and he said something to me, and I cussed him out in church, in the pew. And then I had the nerve. Y'all listen closely. I had the nerve to tell him, I'm not going to let the devil ruin my day. Really? And after that, I couldn't breathe. So I'm like, oh, my God, let me go outside and get some air. Before I could hit the back of the church, I was spread out on the floor. I was out for 5 hours. After 5 hours, I was totally delivered from drugs, alcohol, cigarettes. I didn't curse. My voice had changed because I called my mother because I didn't understand, because I wasn't raised in church, and I didn't understand what had happened. So for about 2 months, I stayed like that. But because in the church I was in, nobody would explain to me or help me understand what I was going through, I thought somebody put roots on me. I'm just going to be honest. So I went back out in the street for about 7 more months, and every time I went back out in the street, it just, I couldn't. I couldn't do it anymore. I finally gave it up and came back in, and I've been with God ever since. And I think that God is good. God is good, because when I went back out into the street, you know, you're somewhere getting high, and, you know, you're trying to drink, and then here comes somebody who wants to sit right next to you and talk about Jesus. For real? And that happened everywhere I went. People would come to me and like, why are you doing this? Why are you here? This ain't you. You don't even belong in this setting. And I'm like, how you know where I belong? You don't know me. Being rebellious. And as I look back over my life, I thank God. Because you can't get high and drink and somebody speaking Jesus to you. I don't know about other people. I couldn't do it. I had to put everything down and listen. And it ruined it. It ruined it for me. I didn't want to get high no more after that. I just went home. But do anybody have any questions? I don't know how much of y'all heard of what I said.
We didn't hear everything that you said, but what we heard is really a blessing to have the testimony of having such a hard life, because I call that a hard life, and to be able to give God the praise and the glory. It's nothing but God, nothing but God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, like I said earlier, Sister Renita is going to be hosting every second Saturday, and she's going to be sharing some more of her testimony during the segments that she'll be hosting. So we haven't heard. She didn't really get into detail about a lot of things, but we know that God has a great ministry in you, sis. I can see it. And as your pastor, Pastor Miracle is your pastor, right?
I'm going to say because I pray with her every day, but my pastor is Jackie London.
Okay. Okay.
She supports everything I do, and I love her dearly. Yeah, she's one of my pastors. Yeah, she is.
Amen, amen. Well, you just, she, I don't know if you heard that she had started giving a testimony, and then when she knew that you were back on the line, she gave it back over to you. But we just thank God for your testimony. And I'm going to open up the line, and I will save your area code and your last 4 digits. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. Just don't hang up. You don't know what God has for you to hear, something that will encourage you, something that will cause you to say, okay, I can go a little further. Just stay on the line. And the area code is 832-6124. Are you there, caller? 6124. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in and being on the line with us. And I know that you've been blessed by our sister's testimony. The next line I'm going to open is the area code 724 and the last 4 digits, 1766. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Can I have your name?
My name is Shoshana Strong.
My God, sister, hi.
I've been here, you know, I'm just checking out the show, giving Renita some support here. I know she probably didn't even think I was going to support her today, but, you know, I was sitting in here in my living room, and I woke up in prayer. You know, lately I've been waking up in prayer, and it's just like it starts off my day just to be amazing. So I was laying here on my couch, and my phone went off, and it was Renita texting me with the number. So I said, oh, let me just call in because I'm just sitting here, you know. So I've been here just listening and, you know, just here for support, listening to the testimonies and, you know. And I have a little bit of a testimony myself.
Yes, please share it with us.
Well, I am a mother of two. My kids are basically grown. My daughter's 18. My son's 21. He's graduating from college in October. And I'm from New York, like Renita. I'm from New York, but 12 years ago I moved out of New York, and the Lord had took me to Pennsylvania, and believe me, I don't even know why, because we were the only black people basically where we were. But I had a chance to raise my kids there and everything, and I've always wanted to move to Maryland. So when my kids got old enough and finished school, because I didn't want to keep taking them around from school to school and transferring and moving and stuff like that, I wanted to create a stable environment for them. So once we wound it up in Pennsylvania, I just stayed there. So once they got grown and I just started looking in Maryland for a job, and, you know, I moved to Maryland back in May. I came down here for this job, and I'm here in the apartment and everything, and something told me to get a part-time job on top of this job. Okay. So I went out looking for another job, and I found a job that was PRN at a hospital that's about an hour away from where I live. And things started not working out at the job that I originally came down here for. I mean, I do ultrasound. And, you know, it was just things being done at this place that I didn't want to do. I'm a certified ultrasound. I'm registered in two different modalities, you know. And there was just things I just was not going to do there. So it wasn't working out for me. But come to find out, none of the other techs was registered. So they was doing that stuff because they don't got nothing to lose. I work hard for my license. You know what I'm saying? And I can't afford to lose it. So anyways, at my second job, I was talking to my boss there, and I was telling her, I said, I don't even want to go in there on Tuesday. I just can't, you know, I've been praying about it. I said, I cannot even go in there. And she's like, Shauna, just go in there, you know, try to just work with it. That's your job. And, you know, just whatever. So I went in on Tuesday, and where I was at, the boss was there. So I'm wondering, like, why is she here, you know? And I'm like, you know, I'm like praying to God, like, please give me an exit. I need to get out of here. I need to have an exit from this job. So she was there mainly the whole day, and then all of a sudden she left. And then one of the girls from the front came up to me, and she was like, Shauna, you know, she left this letter here for you. She wants you to go down to corporate office. So I'm like, okay. And then people tell me, oh, well, when they call you down to corporate office, it's usually not good and blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, oh, whatever. So I go down, I know I'm talking forever, but I go down to the corporate office.
It's okay.
And she calls me in the office, and we're in there. Now, I've been doing this for 13 years, mind you. I've been an ultrasound tech for 13 years. And I've always really worked in the hospital. This was like a clinical setting. You know, I just thought I would try something new, you know. But the hospital is where I belong. But anyway, she called me in there, and she just started talking. She was like, well, I don't know if this job is the right fit for you, you know, and I just wanted to, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I just moved down here. They know I moved here from another state, and this is, like, the only thing, you know, that I have basically that they know of, you know, to support myself. So I'm thinking, like, this is the stuff that they do to people, like this company, this is just crazy, you know. So she was just talking, and she was like, well, you know, I don't think you're fast enough. Now, I'm 42 years old, and I'm a big girl. And I would tell her, I don't know how fast you want me to run up and down these hallways, but I'm doing my best. So, you know, they treat their patient like cattle. They don't give them enough time. They don't give you enough time to do the procedure. You know, they falsifying records in my eyes, you know, and it was just crazy there. But anyways, and she was like, well, I don't think you're doing, you know, you don't really know how to grasp doing the reflux study. So I said, wait a minute, I'm going to hold you off right there. I'm not going to let you sit here and tell me that I don't know how to do my job. Okay, I've been scanning for 13 years. No, I do the job right. Y'all are the ones that's, like, forcing your techs to work under these conditions is just crazy. You know, I said, I'm not going to let you sit here and tell me I don't know how to do the job because that's not – I know how to do the job. Y'all just not giving people ample enough time to do the job because they all about money and want to do these procedures on these people and just get more money, 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 money. They would schedule people during our lunch break and then don't pay us for a lunch break, but we would have to take on somebody that sat on our lunch break. You know, it's just doing stupid stuff, you know, stuff like that. But anyways, I just got to the point I was like, okay, whatever she said, I just was like, yeah, you know, okay, yeah, you're right, whatever, you know. And mind you, I already told you, I already prayed for God to give me an exit, and I'm just sitting there like, here's my exit right here, you know. So she was like, well, do you have any keys or whatever? And I'm like, no, I have nothing. You know, so I get up, and I'm like, you know what, thank you very much. Y'all have a good evening, and I walked out the door. I get downstairs. I didn't even make it to my car, and my phone was ringing. It was my boss from the other job. So she was like, she said, you answering the phone? She said, I was about to leave you a message. And I was like, oh, yeah. She said, what are you doing? I said, girl, they just called me down the corporate office here, and they call themselves firing me. So she was like, what? You know, she's like, well, I was calling to tell you that we're going to have this 11 to 7 position opening here full time, and I wanted to know if you wanted to apply for it because I'm giving you first dibs on it.
Praise
and
God.
I just, yes, I was like, oh, my God. And I'm talking to this lady, like, all the way home, and I get home, and my daughter's sitting in the living room, and I'm telling her everything that happened, and I'm like, God is so good. Because here, I was like, how am I going to survive on just this part-time job? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just working here and there. And I didn't even get to my car, and she's calling me and offering me this full-time position. And it's $7 more an hour.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, I'm just like, on cloud 9 right now. So anyway, she was like, well, I said, well, you know, well, if you need me to pick up any hours this week, obviously I can, you know. So she was like, no, it was Tuesday. She said, you take Wednesday off, and Thursday and Friday I'll have you work, you know, because we still owe you some training hours. You can use your training hours. I had 2 weeks of training hours to use. And this is another way how God works, okay? So I was like, okay, I'll take Wednesday off. I go to sleep that night. 6:30 in the morning, she's calling me. They had a call off. She wanted me to come in. So I'm like, oh, God, thank you. You know, like, because I don't want to have a gap in my check. I need to pay my bills. So I wound up working the rest of that week with them. She put me on the schedule. I've been on the schedule for 11 to 7 this whole month of August already. And just yesterday, no, it was the day before yesterday, they called and offered me my beneficial. I'm a full-time employee there, and I don't got to really worry about nothing. I thank God for everything, everything. I swear, like, throughout my whole life with my kids and my children, because I moved away from my family. When I moved to Pennsylvania, we had nobody. But God has put a lot of special people in my life that I love, that I've met there in PA. He's putting special people in my life here in Maryland. Like, at that job, I met a girl that worked in the corporate office. And, you know, she takes me to church with her, you know. And I look at it like this. I said, well, I got that job to meet Marsha. Because me and her, I believe, is going to be some good friends. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel I've been just placed there just to meet her, you know, and just use that as a stepping stone to get where I want to be, you know. And I really feel that I'm headed to where God wants me, where he wants me to be, you know.
Amen.
And it's just amazing how just things work. Now I have to work on, you know, getting down to Florida to see my son graduate, you know, build up some money to do that. But I know the Lord is going to provide for that. His mother can't pay his graduation.
Yeah,
I'm up in prayer. You know, it's just, you know, the devil tried to block a lot of things. You know, the apartment that I'm in here, I don't like it, you know, and I don't know. Just keep me in prayer about this apartment and everything. I want to get out of the lease, and they're not doing what they need to do to please me, and I'm paying my money here, and I'm fed up with this place. So just keep me in prayer.
We will do that. But sis, let me ask you this question. Have you asked the Lord into your life? I know you're praying, but have you asked him to be your personal Savior?
Oh, yes, I'm saved.
I told your mother's our apostle, too. Her mother's my godmother. Her mother's an apostle. Yeah, God's in her life.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm definitely saved. And, you know, I have a home church still in Pennsylvania. I love my church. I'm trying to find a church here. I miss my church family, you know, in Pennsylvania and everything, but, you know, and they call me all the time and check on me. My pastor even called me. He was just ordained to be bishop last month. You know, I feel so bad that I missed it. And then on top of that, I didn't call him. And he called me, and he was, like, so upset, like, I can't believe you didn't pick up the phone and call me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, you know, but just getting caught up with the times here and trying to survive on that job and working 12 and 13 hours a day, it was just crazy for me here, you know. And I just, you know, I thought about my pastor a lot. I know he was going through all of this, and it just slipped my mind to call him when I got home from work. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't want to be, you know, I know it was like, you know, it looked bad on my part, but I was trying to convince him that I was thinking about you. I miss y'all. I love y'all, you know. And he's just like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know,
He just wants you to stay in touch and keep in touch with him. So that was his gentle prodding to tell you that, you know, keep in touch. Don't just because you're gone away doesn't mean that you're not still on our minds. And you definitely are on God's mind. And all I can say is favor ain't fair, but I'm glad that we have it over our lives.
Amen.
Well, we're going to thank you for calling and supporting Renita. And you know that she's going to be hosting every second Saturday of the month. She's going to be hosting the broadcast. So let your friends know. Let
you know, people know that they can call in and give their testimonies, because we just want to hear what God is doing. We know that he's doing
right.
great things, and we want to get it out there. You know, the name of our show is They Overcame, and, of course, that came from Revelation, where it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. So that's why we're here, to hear the testimonies of what our God is doing, the great things that our God is doing. And thank you for calling. Renita, did you want to say something to her?
I thank you, Shoshana. That's my God sister. See, a lot of my testimony, she is a witness to the drug abuse
yes.
and the that I went through.
I am.
The abuse with my first husband, and even some things that happened with my baby boy, she's a witness to some of those things. And I thank you, Shoshana, for calling in, and I love you so much. Thank you, baby.
I love you,
and
too.
You
I love you, too. You know, I was sitting here listening to, like, you know, I was here, well, I've been here on the show since the beginning when it started. And
yeah,
I was mad when you got cut off. And I'm sitting here, like, listening. And, you know, when you call in, they tell you if you want to speak, to press 1. So I'm thinking, should I press 1 to be like, what happened to Renita? You know, like, I'm listening to what's going on. And I know, you know, that definitely was the devil, because you have an amazing, you know, testimony. You have, you know, even though your life was hard, you are amazing, Renita. You've been through a lot. You came through a lot. And I'm a witness to see you get through all of those things. You know, even from when we were younger, you know, I knew the situations that you was in. And I was around a lot. Not, you know, I mean, I knew what you were doing. And, you know, I was not, you know, I was never a drinker. I drank sometimes, but I did smoke cigarettes, but I never was on drugs, and I used to be around you and just try to, like, you know, I want you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what I was around there for. You understand what I'm saying? But I just felt that I needed to be there with you, especially when you was right off of Linden. Remember how I was at your house all the time?
God wanted you to see, to witness. You know, because sometimes when we're raised in the church and you know, the position that your mother is in, I'm sure that you were raised in the church, if not totally, partly. And sometimes we can't relate. You know, we can't relate with the lives of other people that haven't been raised in the church. And so God allowed you to be able to see the transformation in her life to let you know, even though you haven't gone through that, that he's powerful enough to take her through that. So any situation that you have in your life, if you look at Renita, like you said, God got this, because look what he did for my God sister. So that's sometimes why God lets us see those things, you know, lets us see. And sometimes we, you know, reflect on those things, and it helps us. It helps us. So, amen. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller. And I see Sister Adrienne is on. We're going to save her for last. But the area code is 281, and the last 4, 2197. Are you there, caller? 2197, are you there?
That's Sister Gloria. Sister Gloria? Hi.
They said the zip code. I had, was that the zip code or the phone number?
I didn't say your whole phone. I said your area code and your last 4 digits.
Oh, okay.
Amen. You can speak.
Well, I'm here.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. Did you have something that you wanted to say to Sister Renita?
You don't have to.
We just... We appreciate you calling
Thank
in. I'm
God.
Sure that she appreciates you calling in. Sister Renita, did you?
Hello?
too.
I just want to thank God for even being on this line, and I thank God for all the testimony that went forth, and I thank God for what he's doing in Renita's life and how he's bringing her up and bringing her out and about her out. And I just pray that God would even take her even higher. And then I just pray that this prayer line, that it would come from south, east, west, and north, and that it would go out through through the nation. And I give God praise for it, and may God continue to bless her. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, sis, you can help us with that. If you know of anyone, you spread the word about the broadcast, now that you know about it, and Renita will be hosting it on every second Saturday. You can let, anyone call in to give their testimony. We have no testimony is too small. No testimony is too big. We just want to give God the voice. So we thank you for calling in. And Sister Renita, did you have something to say?
I do have a small testimony, if you don't mind me sharing.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, this just, it means something to me, and I thank God for it. And this was on yesterday. One day last week, I was driving down the freeway, and I ended up riding between two 18-wheelers. It was on side by side, and that's something that I always dread having to happen. But, even though it was like being a little fearful with both of them being on side of me, well, on yesterday, it was pouring down rain. And I was caught in between two 18-wheelers on yesterday on the freeway, and they flashed water on my windshield. I could not see nothing. The rain was pouring down. I could not see nothing. But the thing was holding that steering wheel. But you know one thing? I know God had me, because I didn't have no fear whatsoever. And I just want to give praise for that, because he had me. He did not even, it still didn't even occur in me or on me. So I give God praise for that, because I know it was him. So he took that fear away from me. So I give him praise on this morning.
Amen. Jesus, take the wheel.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And thank you, Sister Gloria. Are you the one who is on the prayer line with me in the morning with Pastor Miracle?
Yes.
Yes, I thought that was you. I thank you so much for calling, and I thank you so much for supporting. You don't know how much this truly means to me.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Amen. Well, we are going to open up the line of Evangelist Adrian with the overall Hope New Destiny Ministries. Are you there, Evangelist?
Yes, praise the Lord, Minister Billy. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Almost, I was up on Mother Cherry's line this morning and dozed off, and I said, oh, my God, let me catch this segment with Sister Renita. So I just give God praise. Thank God for Minister Burns and what she's doing opening this line.
Yes.
And she's been doing this for almost 2 years consistently, faithfully opening up this line on Saturday mornings. It's a little rough for us on the West Coast. I'm no longer on the West Coast. I'm in the Central time zone. So I thank God for that. Thank God I hear Pastor Miracle on the line. And most of all, thank God for Sister Renita. You know, God is looking for yielded vessels.
Uh-huh.
And those that yield themselves to the voice of God, those are the ones that God is blessing in this season. And I thank God for Sister Renita, because I met her on Facebook. And she was making a comment about our post. We post, I diligently post every day. Someone will be speaking on a time of reflection, and we're on there Monday through Friday. Our show is a little bit different from testimonies. We just offer the listening audience and those that call in our audience an opportunity to hear the gospel preached every day. every day, Monday through Friday, and we'll be almost climaxing at 3 years and over 74,000 listeners. And I give God all the glory. I give God the glory for what he's doing and even the connection, the connecting us with people that are sincere about living holy, people that are sincere and has a love and compassion for their fellow man. And that's what I see in Sister Renita. She came right on. She said, "What? How do I call in? How do I call in?" And she called in, and for months she has been faithfully listening and supporting our radio broadcast. She's on a job sometime, but she calls in and she listens to the word of God. She offers assistance. What can I do? And that's what we should be asking ourselves when we have love for the kingdom and a love for God and a love for God's people. What can I do to make your life a little bit pleasant? What can I do to make sure that what you're doing is not in vain? Amen. We can always pull in some garbage. Amen. Because it's easy to attract garbage. Amen. But God is a great God. He's greatly to be praised. And I just really thank God for Sister Renita. I call Evangelist Renita, Minister Renita. She's been through so much, and I heard some of her testimonies, and I'm sure she haven't shared all of her testimonies with you all, but she shared a portion of it. And I tell you, I know God is going to bless this woman of God. She introduced us to her pastor, Jackie London, Dr. London, and she was on our line, and just a powerful a woman full of the Holy Ghost, and that's what God is looking for. I tell you, I'm just thankful to be in the royal family of Jesus Christ, and it's an honor. I don't care about the titles and the positions. I know one thing, that when he took me out of New Orleans 30 years ago, he put sister in front of my name, and that's the greatest blessing he could have ever done for me, because once you become a sister in Christ Jesus, amen, you have made a decision, amen, to obey God. You have made a decision to adhere to all of his commandments. So call me Sister Benoit anytime. I thank God for that, because that with that comes honor. With that comes benefits. Amen. Amen. So I just thank God for Sister Renita, and I just wanted to come on and be a blessing. I'm heading out to a miracle service this morning. But before I go, Minister Billy, if you'll allow me to just give a shout-out for our announcements with the crusade, I'd appreciate
it. We already did that, but please do.
Okay. Well, if they can't nobody do it like you. Hallelujah. But anyway, I'm just so hyped and excited about this crusade. We were trying to do this crusade last year in the Carolinas and even the year before that. So it's been about 2 years God had birthed this in my vision to do the citywide crusade. And that is to go in cities around the nation, amen, and let the community and the neighbors and all the souls that's there know that we're there. We're there to help. We're there to impact them where they can be empowered and know that they can, that they have a destiny in Christ Jesus. So we're excited about this crusade. We have people coming from all over the nation. I'm excited about my former pastor out of Atlanta, Presiding Bishop Leo Lewis will be with us, and he's going to be our breakfast, prep breakfast speaker, and I tell you, don't want to miss that. He's going to be doing a prophetic impartation that Saturday. We also have the former presiding bishop, which is my Uncle Alfred from Lansing, Michigan. He and his wife will be coming down, and we'll be two of the speakers. We have Prophet Anthony Hill out of Miami, Florida. We have Pastor Tajana Logan out of Atlanta, Georgia. I've been knowing this young lady since she was a teenager, and she's pastoring in the city of in Atlanta and the surrounding areas. We also have another dear friend of mine and her daughter and one of the women in our group home. Pastor, All right, you may need to mute some of your lines, Billy. You may need to mute some of your lines. Amen, amen. So we have Pastor Beatrice Martin all the way from Stockton, California, with It's All About Jesus Ministries. We have Dr. Winston Singleton, who is a favorite on our segment, A Time of Reflection. He will be coming. He's out of Los Angeles, California. And then we have another special man of God that God has divinely connected me with in the city of New Orleans. They have four churches here. He is the presiding prelate family of churches, Fellowship International. That's none other than Pastor Bishop R.C. Blake. And we will be hosting this event in one of their churches. Amen. So he'll be one of our speakers also. So we just looking to impact this city. I'm looking for God to send an apostolic wind through this city where, guess what, those that attend, their lives will never be the change. Even the city may never be the same. I'm asking God for anointing like the apostles. Amen. Where everywhere they went, souls were impacted by not them, but the anointing and the word of God that they demonstrated on a daily basis. So we're excited about that. That, again, that is September the 4th through the 6th. We're asking you, those of you that's on social media, to sow a seed into this ministry. Amen. Sow a seed into this ministry. We have a great work to do here in the city, and we know with God's help we can get it done. So God bless you, Sister Renita. God bless you, Minister Burns. I'm so excited about what you all are doing there in the Carolinas. So God bless you. Give Elder Burns my love also.
All right. Well, thank you for calling me, and it's always good to hear. I've been following her pastor forever.
Amen. Miss Billy.
Miss Billy.
Yes, ma'am.
Your line is live. Your line is live.
I don't know if you have a speaker or... You there? You there, sister?
Yes, I'm good here. You sound good now, yes.
Okay, all right. I don't know if it was on speaker or what, and we were getting an echo. But go ahead. Did you want to say something to Evangelist Bernard?
Evangelist Bernard, you know I love you, and I thank you so much. I thank God that you have even given me an opportunity to even talk to other people in the faith. I thank you so much. I am so grateful. And if there's, and you know me, if there's anything I could do for you, you just let me know. And I'm here.
I know. You. Amen. Amen. You've been such a blessing. You've been such a blessing for the body of Christ, and we certainly thank God for you. We need more vessels like you that's willing, and we really love you and appreciate all that you're doing for this ministry. Minister Burns' segment and our segment that you so faithfully support. God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, I am going to open up Pastor Miracle's line again. We have to close the lines down. But Pastor Miracle, is there something else that you would like to say, like to finish your testimony?
Well, thank God. Just want to say hello, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you. You know, we're still yet praying for this week, and we'll definitely be there in New Orleans for the crusade. And I'm just thanking God for Renita this morning. Amen. What a wonderful job for the kingdom, you know, just making yourself available, being sensitive to see what God is doing in your life, to understand that, hey, it's time for you to come forth. It's not about, you know, a lot of titles. It's not about all of the complications, you know, that we make it about sometimes, but it's about obedience and availability. And so I just want to encourage you and just really celebrate, you know, your obedience and your heart of a servant. God is looking for servants in the kingdom of God. You know, those with that heart, whatever I can do, whatever I can do. You know, that was David's heart. That was Joseph's heart. Just serve. And, you know, doors are open. Just serve. You know, God will get what's in you. It'll come out. And he'll bring you, your gift will make room for you, and it'll bring you in a company of great men. And so we're just celebrating this precious ministry gift today and how God is using her and opening up her life. The Bible says that our lives are epistles read of all men. And so, you know when you're truly delivered, when you can share that testimony.
Amen.
You can share, you can open it up and share it with somebody else. And you don't have any hindrances in there. You don't have any shame. You don't feel any type of way other than I just want God to be glorified and I want to help somebody. And so, you know, your testimony definitely blessed us. It stirred us up. The things that you've gone through, you know, and it lets us know that God is faithful. You know, he's faithful to do it in us, and he's faithful to do it in others. And there will always be people in ministry who are blessed and touched and strengthened and kept by your ministry, by your testimony, and you may not ever know who they are until you get to heaven. So
Amen.
So just stay encouraged and always stay in a posture where God can use you. So I've been so blessed today. I have been, this is my first time calling in on a Saturday. It was just a real special, intimate broadcast today, and I was just very, very blessed by being a part. I did begin earlier to share my testimony, and I was just sharing, you know, you got to decide what testimony, what you going, you know, where you going to start, what do I do? And we'll just start at the beginning. In my book, Priceless Poetic Reflections, that first chapter is entitled The Process of My Birthing, because I began to talk about, before I even came into the earth, what things were happening in the earth because I was on the way. You know, how was hell already trying to stop me before I was born? You know, and I heard these stories from my mother. You know, she was telling me it was already breaking out before I came here, trying to stop me from, you know, from being born. But my mother, when she was pregnant with me, she went through what she describes as just attack after attack after attack. You know, she said it didn't stop. She said every day seemed like it was just something against the pregnancy and against her body. And, you know, so many things transpired, and I'll just highlight a few things. But one thing was she had, I think she was 6 months pregnant, but she had she was on her way to church, to mission. My dad's a pastor, and so, you know, they did church just about every night, but she was on her way to church. And this was a women's fellowship meeting for the, they call it mission meeting. And she was on her way to that meeting, and she used to go by herself, but this time, my brother Tim, who was about 14 years old at the time, he just out of the blue decided to go with her. And so he happened to be there in the car with her. And she said that another car came upon them and hit them. So they had a car wreck right at a crossing of a train track. And that when the car hit them, her car stopped. Okay, so she had a mechanical failure. And the doors were jammed. The door wouldn't open on the driver's side where she was driving, and it was on a train track, and a train was coming. And so she was trying to get out, and she couldn't seem to get out, and she said that my brother was able to get out and to just pull her out just in a nick of time, and that train just smashed that car. And she said they were just so nervous, and it was just so close, and, you know, and even the trauma of that should have caused her a miscarriage. You know, but so, you know, God brought her through that. She developed tumors on her stomach, and these were cancerous tumors. And so the doctors were already pressuring her about abortion. Well, just have an abortion. And so when she developed the cancerous tumors, at first they were saying have an abortion because you're old, you know. You're almost 50. You've had 13 children. You're putting your body through too much unnecessarily. You know, you have enough kids. You don't need another one. And so, but what she did was when she developed these tumors, and they really had a reason. We have to abort. You know, this your stomach, you know, we need surgery. We need to remove this baby, and then we need to begin to do surgery and get these tumors dealt with and get them out of the way, and we're trying to spare you. And they told my dad, well, if you don't abort this baby, you're going to lose the baby and your wife anyway. You're going to lose both. But if you just abort this baby, then we can spare your wife. and so the pressure, they just was mounting the pressure. And so not only did my mother develop stomach cancer, literally just all around her womb, cancer, but she broke her pelvic bone, I think about around month 7 or something. But she was doing laundry, and she tried to carry a basket, and her pelvic bone broke. And, of course, you know, the pelvic bone is what sustains the baby. It keeps the baby up. And
yes.
So when her pelvic bone broke, you know, that was supposed to be a sure miscarriage. And what happened was, you know, every time something happened with her body that was obviously designed to kill the baby, I'm talking about cancer on the stomach, pelvic bone broke, you know, God healed her every time. And she said when they told her about that cancer situation on her stomach, she said the Lord told her, she said, I heard God. And he said, you can have surgery or you can have faith. And she decided to have faith, and so God healed her, and he also healed her pelvic bone. They didn't have to do surgery on her, you know. And amen, amen. And so many other things. And so she got weary in this pregnancy, and she said, you know, she said, I've never had a pregnancy like this. And she said, you know, if this is a girl, I have a name for her because this is a lot. You know, and they also had the abortion table set. I think they had actually talked my parents into the abortion, and so they had made an appointment, and they showed up, and they had the table ready, and, you know, my mom got there first, and so my dad was going to come just straight from work, and he came. So when he came, my mom was already there to meet outside, and they just said, we can't do it. You know, we can't do it. And they made a decision there, again, not to have abortions, and the doctors were mad. And my mom said the doctor said he would not treat her, he would not see her. And she ended up not having a doctor who would deliver me.
Oh, Lord.
But God is faithful. God is so faithful. And so, you know, all of that, and as I'm telling that story, it stirred me up because it just reminds me of how much of a threat, you know, what God wants to do, what God is doing in me and through me is to the kingdom of darkness. Amen. Mm-hmm. And everything that you've been through, Renita, as you share your story, it just reminds you, hey, all of that wasn't for nothing. That was for something. Let's do some real damage in the earth. We're here. We made it. Hallelujah. Amen. We overcame, you know, and we're still overcoming through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So if hell is that intimidated to try to send all of that stuff, then we really need to be moving and shaking for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And just making ready a people prepared for the Lord. That's the assignment. Amen. The hour is close. And so I'm just excited, you know, that God, if God can do all of that before I could even pray. See, I wasn't born yet, so I couldn't intercede. But if he can do all of that, and then now he's filled me with the Spirit, and I know how to pray, and I know how to intercede, and I know how to pray, so surely I can overcome now. Surely we can get through some things now. Amen. So his perfect will has been done. I just want to encourage y'all and just thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for this ministry. Thank you for your faithfulness, and we're continuing to pray and stay connected. And we're just looking forward to greater works of deliverance that God will wrought in this late hour. Amen. I love you all, and thank you for the opportunity to share this morning.
Okay. Amen. Well, I have been silent because my phone kept clicking off the line. It must be an overcast or something. But thank you. I didn't hear everything that was said, but I did hear your testimony, Pastor Miracle. And thank God, you know, God has, he, before we were, excuse me, formed in the womb, he knew. And I tell my sons, I have four sons, that the devil knows your assignment even before you do. So he does whatever he can to stop it. But we know that God is almighty. And that what God has designed to happen, I don't care if our lives take the way that your life went, Sister Renita, or the way that others have gone. You know, if you brought up in the church and you left the church, God is still in control. And I'm so glad that he holds our future in his hand. Hallelujah. And we can just give God the praise. You know, the broadcast is for encouragement. It's to let people know, I don't care what you're going through, just do not let go of God's hand. And if you let go of God's hand, because I know when I got saved, they used to tell you, if you fail, don't come to church. I never understood that. I always, and then they would say, but the church is the hospital. So I couldn't understand. If you've fallen, if you have walked away from God, God has not forgotten you.
God said, I am married to the backslider. He still loves you. The enemy doesn't want you to hear that. He wants you to think that you have to always be doing everything right. You're not going to always do everything right. Don't allow the enemy to come in and tell you that you cannot be saved because you've made a mistake. Repent.
Amen.
Ask God for forgiveness and go on. Do you know that that is a slap in his face? That's a slap in the enemy's face when we can get up from a fall and then continue to go, and then God accept us back.
Amen. Amen.
God accept us back. So I'm mad now because the devil has tried to stop this broadcast this morning, and he's a lie. He is a liar, and the truth is not
Amen.
In him. And I thank God for every testimony this morning that has gone forth. Thank God for the sister who was that God took fear away from her and showed her. Even through this rain, even through riding between these two 18-wheelers, splashing water in your face, I'm still in control. I still have
but
that's the kind
that's
of
right.
God we serve. Hallelujah. And I just thank him and praise him, hallelujah, for all that he is, hallelujah, and all that he is doing, hallelujah. So thank the Lord. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for calling in this morning, and thank you everyone for dialing in and just support this ministry, New Destiny Ministry. Support her financially if you can. Support her with your prayers. Support her with your attendance of her broadcast, as she has mighty men and women of God. And then, of course, support New They Overcame, where my husband, Elder Albert Burns, and myself, Billy Burns, we host this every Saturday. And we're here to give God the praise. We're here to give God the glory and the honor that is due his name. Hallelujah. So, Sister Renita, we are going to ask you, Dave, if you haven't seen us at your time, we're going to ask you to close us in prayer and announce again your broadcast before you close us for prayer. Announce again, you know, when you're going to be hosting the broadcast.
Okay, I would like to thank everyone who began. I don't know if the circuit boards were overloaded. That's why everyone keeps getting kicked off. But I thank God for each and every one of y'all listening ears. I pray that something was said today that can help you. I pray that all of you who came on the line who are not sure about following God, I pray that something was said today that has made up your mind and you want to be sold out for Christ. I want to thank you, Billy Burns, and your husband for giving me this opportunity to even come on a line like this. I was so nervous all week long about this. I was like, oh, my God, what have I done, Renita? What you done now? But it went, and thank you, Minister Burns, because it went well. It really went well for me this morning. Even though I was cut off, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. And every Tuesday, Lord have mercy, every second Saturday, I will be hosting my show, Morning Glory, where we need it. It will also be about testimonies and how we overcome, you know, and what God has brought us through in life and how we know that it was God that brought us to where we are today. My next show will be September 13th. Praise God. I hope that everyone will. And I'm going to close out with prayer. And I want to thank everyone for coming in. Our Father, who art in heaven, I thank God for giving me this opportunity today, Lord, to talk to your people. I thank you, God, for everything you're doing in my life. I thank you for everything you're doing in everyone else's life. Father, you are so just and so merciful. I just thank you, God. I give your name all the honor and the glory and praise. I thank you, God, for each and every listener on the line, Lord Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just want you to send an angel out to them, Lord Father, and let them know that you're there for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give your name all the honor and the glory and the praise. I thank you, God, for Minister
Adrian Bernard, Billy Burns, her husband, Pastor Minister Lucretia. I know she's on, Sister Gloria, my God, Sister Shoshana, all the ones that have came forth and spoke, Pastor Miracle, and all the ones who did not want to speak. I thank God for you today. I pray that God sends a miracle your way today so that you know that he is real in all our lives. Amen. Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Miracle, could you give us again your broadcast and when? Is this Central Time, your 5 a.m.?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh, thank you. It is Central Standard Time, and
okay.
It is daily, September the 1st. You know, we're back on the air. We just took a little break to get some things in order. But September the 1st, and our dial-in number, Minister Cretia, assist me if you will help me with that number, go ahead.
It's 347-637-3802.
One more time. Give it to them one more time.
Okay. It's 347-637-3802.
Amen. And that's 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. daily. And we are here to admonish the saints and to build up the saints in the body of Christ through prayer, through intercession, through the word of God. There's teaching that goes forth every day. You know, there's anointed music that will strengthen your heart. And the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with us about the power of praise. And we've been seeing just so many breakthroughs, you know, just right there in its elevation. I'm so excited about it. And so those who want to be just stirred up first thing in the morning, encouraged, inspired, uplifted, you know, just call in and fellowship and celebrate the Lord with us. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, we have come to the end of They Overcame. We have just been so blessed by the testimonies that have gone forth. We're not going to give the devil any glory today. We're giving God all the glory and honor.
Hallelujah.
That is in his name.
Hey,
bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. And until next week, We Overcame, I'm going to play Michael Stampley's Overcome. Amen.
Throne in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. He never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every
declare we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Declare it today.
Yeah, but...